Yeah, but I don't have to have me. I can't ask you. Do I have to? I'm all right as I am. I don't have to have you in there, do I? Hello? Simbrick. All right. Right, is that all right? Is that okay? Right. Are they been yawning like normal in MH? There we are. Okay, everybody, so let's make a move. Let's make a start here. I just want to make a quick recap because I can see that some people didn't miss something. So I want to make a very quick recap, first of all, on halacha of Yain Poyter Shamashkin. Very, very briefly, we said that when it makes a person makes Poyter Agofen, and he has in front of him other drinks on a table, or according to some opinions, if he thinks about other drinks, he knows he's going to have other drinks. The wine, the broch on the wine of Poyter Agofen would exempt other drinks. That is obviously if you drink some of the wine. If no one drinks the wine, at the most of that means the person, the Makadish who makes Kiddush, and he drinks the wine, so we'll have to see how much he has to have, but he will put out the drinks. If other people are listening, they're just listening, they don't drink any of the wine, then they obviously haven't got this heter. The only heter works if you're drinking some of the wine. Then you can say that the Poyter Agofen, which helped for this wine, extends to other drinks. If you just hear the Poyter Agofen, but you don't drink anything, that's nothing. Now, I don't think I was clear in that point, so I want to clarify that. Point two is, there's a big machlokes, how much you need to drink to putter other drinks. In the Mishnah Berurah, it's mashma, even a mashu, when a person has a small amount, that putters all other drinks. However, the Bialoch himself, he's not very happy with this, and he's very noter that you need to have a moly lugmov. And if you don't have this share of a moly lugmov, you cannot exempt other drinks. So often what will happen is, according to this, the person who makes kiddush will have a moly lugmov, so he'll be okay. But the shoymim will just have a small amount, and that's not so good. That's a big question whether that small amount helps. If a person has a small amount, he's now got himself into a sofik, does it putter other drinks or not? So the best way to get around this is either to make a shakar or something else. That means the person has the moshav a sweet. You make shakar near before on the sweet and have in mind to cover your drinks as well. That's certainly good. Or what a person could do is a person can ask someone else, you might see him on a shakar. Someone else is having a cup of orange or something like that. Can he be moitzi me on a drink when I'm having as well? That would also work. Shemei koina. That's what you should do. In the absence of that, where you can't have another food or you haven't got someone to invite you, there's a big machlokes aposkim, what you have to rely on. The general consensus seems to be from Bnei Ashkenaz that they have to make a new brocha if they've not had a moly lugmov. That seems to be a few shitters like that. And Svadim, they seem to take on that, and Mashu, who is good enough. Okay, boys, I hope that's clear. I hope we've clarified what we said about the wine. And yesterday we just finished off with the wine cadis. That Ala Geffen also works that way. Now, Ala Geffen, if a person's making Ala Geffen, he had a revius of wine, that will putter also any drinks that he had, a revius of drinks, which also need a brocha achroin, that will exempt it. Now, Baruch Shem had a big schuss beforehand. I was looking through the shir, and I was trying to find out this thing we spoke about yesterday. Let me just go over the halacha, and we'll come back to it in a minute. We said that a person should drink the wine straight after Kiddush. There should be no hefsek. If a person spoke, let's talk about the Mekadesh. If the Mekadesh spoke after he made Kiddush, before he drank the wine, the Kiddush is still valid, but the Poyter Agofen of his is no good. His Poyter Agofen is no good, and he has to make a new Poyter Agofen. That wine must be drunk, because if the wine is not going to be drunk at all, you're not Yotzei Kiddush from Hasuda. Sorry. If the wine is not drunk, you're not Yotzei Kiddush, because Kiddush has to have a wine of moly lugmov drunk with it. If you don't have wine drunk, then no one's used to Kiddush. So the Meister Weimers is, he made Poyter Agofen, he made Birchas HaKiddush, and before he sat down to drink, he spoke, and we said this to him, which is not related at all to the Kiddush, something completely different. He said, pass my hat, for example, so he's lost his Poyter Agofen. The Kiddush still works, but the Poyter Agofen is gone, and he has to make a new Poyter Agofen. If the shomim spoke, the listener spoke, then they've also got the same problem. They can't use that Poyter Agofen of the Mekadesh. Let's say that the Mekadesh didn't speak, but the shomim spoke. then the Shomer have lost the Bo'Prak offer and they have to make a new Bo'Prak offer if they want to drink the wine. What we raised yesterday was an interesting question, is what happens if the Mekadesh spoke? So he's lost his Bo'Prak offer. Can the listeners still use his bracha to drink? You remember that, Rabbi Yisai? Yeah? That question. So Baruch Hashem today, just before the Shia, was looking around a bit in the Mishnah Berurah, Kuf Samar Zayin. Imami speaks about this point actually. In Kuf Samar Zayin, Sifkot Mem Gimel, Imami speaks about this point. I'm so happy that I found it here. Here he brings Kuf Samar Zayin, Sifkot Mem Gimel. He says, Daoid, Im Mavorech Soch Koim Shatoam. If the Mavorech speaks before he tastes the wine, Avsha Hashemim Lo Sochu, even though the Shomim didn't speak, Mashma Ma Postkim Lechaira Teshuv Ein Yotza Ma Brocha. That's what you were saying. Everyone else was saying this to me yesterday, that the person is not Yotza. The Shomim can't use his Brocha. If the Mekadesh lost his Brocha, or Bo'Pri HaGofen, the Shomim also have lost their Brocha. It's a big question, the Dina, what happens? This is a big question. It's not clear the halacha. In the Pesachet Shu, as I was looking before, he brings over in Kosav Zayin your base, he brings that this Shiloh Mishnah Berurah, and it says many Achronim say that you can be Mekel. So this question we were discussing yesterday is Mamish Machlokes Apostolim, actually. That again, this Shiloh, when the Mekadesh spoke, so his Bo'Prak Gofen is gone. Can the Shomim still use that and drink without making the Bo'Prak Gofen? So it was a good question, and it looks like it's an interesting question. Mr. Brewer seems to be noted that it's a problem, and others in the Pesachet Shu he brings down that many Achronim are maker in this, and they say that you can. All right, that's an interesting question. Okay, let's just do a bit more of what we said yesterday. And we said as well, if the wine spills before Kiddush, before he drinks it, so we said if a Moreh Lugmov is still in the kois, he drinks that and it's okay. If less than a Moreh Lugmov is left over, you've got to refill the cup and make a new Bo'Prak Gofen, unless you had in mind to drink wine during the meal and you've got in front of you wine, then you don't have to make a new bracha. Then we spoke about also in Shalach, a person discovers that he recited Kiddush over beer, that's over water, that's in the Shulchan Aruch's case. So he's not yet his Kiddush, yeah? Because he's made a Kiddush over water. So the Choyah has made Bor Sheik Vey Machosoy Loin. And where is he going to repeat the whole Kiddush? Because he's got no din of Kiddush on the coast. Since the water was there, that's no good. If he has Chama Medina in the coast, that the Mishnah Berurah speaks out. If he's got beer in the coast, then Bediyeva, the Kiddush works. Because you can make Kiddush out of Chama Medina. So you'd have to make a new broch of Shaka and Yeb Levorei Taka, but you'll be Yotzei Kiddush. Yeah, have I got everyone with me so far? Yeah? Then we said a chiddush that if Lemaisa, he's got water in his cup. He's got water in his cup, so he made Bo'Prak Gofen. So Pashi, he's not Yotza, his kiddush. Unless he intends to drink wine during the meal and he's got a reveal of wine on a table. So then we can say the kiddush went not only on the cup in front of him, which got water, that's no good for, but the kiddush also was said over the bottle of wine on a table, which has got a reveal of wine in it, and that you can be Yotza with. So in that case there, he will save himself a Kiddush. Again, if he made Kiddush on a cup of what he thought was wine, he find out later that inside there's water, vinegar, which is no good, something which you can't use for Kiddush. In such a case there, what's going to happen is that the Kiddush is invalid. He's made Kiddush not on a coast of wine. However, we're saying there's exceptions to that. One exception is like this. If he had in mind when he makes Bo'Prak Gofen to cover any wine that's on the table or whatever, and he's got wine on the table in a bottle, which is a revius or more, so we can say the Kiddush was chal on that bottle of wine, in that case there, then there's no problem. He just drinks from that wine, he's Yotza. If he intended, the Mishnah Berurah says, to drink more wine during a meal, but no wine's in front of him, he repeats the Kiddush, but Bo'Prak Gofen does not repeat, because the Bo'Prak Gofen had in mind for other wine. That works. But the Kiddush is no good. So that's what would happen. That would be the difference. Oh. Sorry? Oh, I can't hear. Someone tried to ask a question and I can't hear the thing. Okay, let me move on to Reish Ayin Aleph. We just want to finish off this Indian. If someone forgot to make Kiddush on Shabbos, he forgot. So that's halacha Reish Ayin Aleph, Sif Ches. Reish Ayin Aleph, Sif Ches. Someone forgot to make Kiddush. Im lo Kiddush b'layla, bein b'shem b'yom. So some person, for some reason, someone couldn't make Kiddush on Friday night. I mean, he wasn't feeling well, let's say. He didn't feel up to it in order to make Kiddush on Friday night. He went to bed, he didn't eat anything. He's got a chiyuv to make Kiddush the next day. He says the whole of Kiddush, kol hayom, oimer kol ha-Kiddush ha-layla, milvad vayechulu, besides the vayechulu chelek. He doesn't say vayechulu, but the rest of it he will say. Yeah, that's what we're saying over here. And you can make that right through the whole day, right through to Bein HaShemoshes. There's another interesting halacha over here, which, I mean, it does happen, I suppose, sometimes. It can happen. And that is, someone forgot to make Kiddush. This is... Gosh, we've got the same key. It's all the same key. But Kiddush, all the same key between... no key between men and ladies. You've got to be Kiddush. So mitzvah sayoyim, and therefore women are cry the same as men. That's the beginning of Reish Ayin Aleph. When Machaber says, Noshim chayovas b'kiddush, afvishu mitzvah seish as man groma, they're exactly the same. Hani noshah hovi isna mechila, they're exactly the same. In fact, the Machaber holds they can be moitzi on men as well. They're exactly the same chiyuv as them, and they can be moitzi a man in kiddush. There's no difference between a man and a woman, and only the poskim say it's not, maybe it's sneer stick, it's not covered that a woman makes kiddush for the man, but me'ikav din, a woman can make kiddush for the man, because she's got the same chiyuv as, what you call it, as the man's got. So, coming back to here, what happens if, a very interesting shayla this, what happens, someone forgot to make kiddush and he washed. And he's made birchas hamotzi, and just after he made birchas hamotzi, he realizes he's not made kiddush yet. So it's a very unique case over here. He's washed, he's made the brocha hamotzi lechem and aretz, and before he has his bread, before he actually tastes the bread, he realizes that he's forgot to make kiddush. On that, the Ramah says, that's in Reish Ayin Aleph Sif Hei, the Ramah says, Adam sheshochach lekaddish ad la'achash abir b'chas hamotzi, until he made b'chas hamotzi, when this kakoyim sheochal, he remembers before he ate, Mishnah Berurah says, haydu kakoyim shetom prus hamotzi. Before he's tasted the prus hamotzi, so he's made hamotzi and he's not tasted yet. That's the case we're talking about. He's made hamotzi and not tasted yet. He should, Ramah says, what you should do is you should make kiddush ala pas. So you say, I'm moist lechem aretz, and you realize, oh no, I've not made kiddush. So he takes the zemiras, whatever it is, and he now, he can't say by yechudu, he doesn't say by yechudu, but he goes straight to the bracha of kiddush. He'll say the bracha of Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Haolam Asher Kiddushonu Mitzvah Yisov V'Rotsov Onu. He'll say that. And he'll now make his kiddush on pas. Instead of using yayin, he will now use pas to be yotz the mitzvah kiddush. So I'll show you some ruh here. Loikain, mashen, sorry, because of alpha, he's using yayin. That's always, whenever you make kiddush on pas, when you make kiddush on wine, what's going to happen? You're going to have, make a brocha boi priya gofen, then you make a birchas kiddush, then you have your wine afterwards. There's always a gap between your boi priya gofen and you're actually drinking wine. It looks like a birchas hakiddush is not a problem. That's a tzorich of the suda in order to be able to eat it. That's not called a hefsek. So who had it over here? That mighty lechem in aretz, which you made, then kiddush straight afterwards. Then you actually have to what do you call it? You have to eat your bread. Yeah. And he says the kiddush is even if you got wine there, but you can't make it on wine now. We can have a hefsek. I don't know what he means at the end of the mishnah. The mishnah says miut solo hobby to follow oid lechem mishnah. You have to bring again Necha Mishnah to the Vazera Mikha Hefzik to have a mitzvah tzurich suda. I'm not sure what happens. It looks like you can't be yotzi your Necha Mishnah here for some reason. I mean, a person's obviously cut the bread to make hamotzi on. He's just about to put it in his mouth. He realizes he's not make kiddush. So we say he's got to make kiddush. But now it looks like he's lost his Necha Mishnah. So he has to bring another lechem sholim and eat that for, what do you call it? An interesting thing, I'm not sure exactly what that means, that last tickle. But that's klar, that's what he's doing. He's made hamotzi, he's really not made kiddush, he has to stop then. If a person's tasted the bread already, so it's fine, he's lost it. Now he has to finish off that swallow, he swallows that bread. And Mishnah Berurah says, now, straight away, you make kiddush. You take a cup of wine, now you can use wine. You take a cup of wine, you fill it up, my boy prag offering, say by chulu boy prag offering, whatever it is, and then you you make kiddush just after you eat your slice of bread. Okay, everybody, say that's what you can do. Who had it? Someone remembers in the middle of a meal. He's not making kiddush. You can make kiddush in the middle of a meal. It's Mishnah Berurah Sikkot Kaf Gimel. That you make it in the middle of a meal. It's not called. It's not a problem. You're allowed to make it whenever you have to do it. Okay, everybody. So that's more or less those are loggers. Let's come on to the next topic we'll speak about now, and that is Yom Tov Kiddush. Now, on Yom Tov, there's also a mitzvah kiddush. There's a few differences, though. There's a big difference. On Yom Tov, the mitzvah of kiddush is only midrabbanan. That means on Friday night, we're machmir with kiddush, and we take on it as a deraisa. Or it's got the dinim of a deraisa. We're machmir that's got the same rules as a mitzvah in our Torah, which we'll see what that means. On Yom Tov, the night kiddush of Yom Tov and the day kiddush of Yom Tov is maximum midrabbanan. What difference does it make? There's a few nafkaminas it makes. One is that the shear of the kiddush can be smaller for Yom Tov Kiddush. Mr. Mishnah Berurah says that we should be machmir on Friday night for the kiddush of kiddush, like the shear of the shitz of the slach, the chaznish, that it should be 150 mil. On Yom Tov, the same as Shabbos morning, where kiddush is only drabbanon, one can take on the smaller shear of 86 mil. So that's one kula for Yom Tov over Shabbos. That the shear of the kodesh can be much smaller. You can have an 86 mil kodesh, that's what you have to have. The other one, I'm not sure about this actually, there are many possible prints, I'm not exactly sure what it means is, but they say if someone's mesupak, if you made kiddush on Yom Tov night, he can't remember, he's in the middle of his meal, and he can't remember whether he made kiddush or not. So then we say, sofer drabanan, the kodesh is not required to make kiddush. He's not obligated to make kiddush, and he can rely, sofer drabanan, the kodesh, and he's allowed to carry on eating without making kiddush. That's all because the kiddush on the Yom Tov night and Yom Tov day is all midrabbanan. There's no chiyuv min haTorah of kiddush on Yom Tov. It's only midrabbanan. So far there's two differences. One is the shear of the kiddush can be smaller. And the second nafka minna is that... the second nafka minna is... that if you've got a suffix, you're not sure whether you said kiddush. You're allowed to take on that you have, stop it, Ramon, the kula, you don't have to repeat it. The other kula, which is also a very interesting kula, is that a golol may be yotzer from a ben yud gimel and a bas yud base. Now, I think we spoke about this a while ago, that when a person who is bar mitzvah or bas mitzvah, that means someone who's 12, a girl 12 or a boy 13, so we say he's bar mitzvah. Can he be yotzer, moitzi, Rabbi Yisrael Tekir Shofar on first day of Rosh Hashanah? Is he allowed to? Do you know why? Why can't he? It's an interesting halacha. Why can't he be mitzvah on the first day of Rosh Hashanah? That means he was bar mitzvah a week before Rosh Hashanah, and he wants to blow the shofar on first day of Rosh Hashanah for the shul. He's got a good voice. He's got a good shofar. He's a good blower. He can't be mitzvah. Sorry. He's only drabbanon. Why is he only drabbanon? Interesting. It's called chazaka derava. In the Gemara, it says there that when a person is ben yud gimel. We don't know for definite he's got Shtei Saras. Since we don't know he's got Shtei Saras, in order to become a mitzvah min haTorah, you need to be a Ben Yud Gimel plus Shtei Saras. Normally, we don't know a Ben Yud Gimel or a Bas Yud base. We don't know whether he's got Shtei Saras. So normally, it's called Chazaka de Rava. Rava says that you can assume that a Ben Yud Gimel and a Bas Yud base have got Shtei Saras, but that's only for Mrs. Midrabbanan. For Mrs. Midrabbanan, you rely on this Chazaka. For Mrs. Min haTorah, you can't rely on this chazaka. One's not allowed to rely on this chazaka, and therefore one has to. Sorry? You're quite right. You're right. Yeah. Someone just told me recently, that when someone's 15, you can assume that he's got Shtei Saras. Yeah, and interesting, you're quite right. You know what shear this is, unless you know. I mean, the Maaseh, they say over someone that when he used to use boys for baking matzahs, so this person, he used to make sure that everyone went to the mikveh first before they baked the matzahs, and someone said the reason why he did this was he wanted to see when they had Shtei Saras taka. So in order to do a mitzvah min haTorah, one needs to have Shtei Saras. So by drabbanon, we rely on chazaka drabbanon, but mitzvah min haTorah, we don't. Says the Mishnah Berurah on Friday night, where... Stop, you have to be a lot of to be doing the shmon and everything. Especially, The ones for the mitzvahs, say the mitzvahs or matzah that you want to make for the Seder night, which you have to be, what you call it, you have to be a goyim. So coming back to over here, so the Mishnah Berurah says on Friday night, when a person wants to be Yotze Kiddush for a Ben Yud Gimel or a Bas Yud Beis, he's got a problem. Because that person might only be Chayim Midrabanan in Kiddush. You might be Chayim Min HaTorah. So Mishnah Berurah says that one shouldn't really rely on a Ben Yud Gimel or Bas Yud Beis on Kiddush on Friday night. Unless one davened already, that's also Drabon. But Moshe, let's say a woman's not davened, so she might be Chayim Min HaTorah in Kiddush. And the Ben Yud Gimel or Bas Yud Beis, who's making Kiddush, is only Chayim Midrabanan. You can't hear Kiddush from them. On Yom Tov, that's allowed. Since on Yom Tov, the whole Chiyuv Kiddush is Midrabanan, you got Chazaka de Rova, you can rely on a Ben Yud Gimel or Bas Yud Beis to make Kiddush. Okay? Yeah, and one other thing that makes enough Kabbalah as well is that Kiddush Makom Sudra. We spoke about this in Barichas, that when a person makes Kiddush, he has to have a meal followed straight afterwards. Ideally, it should be bread, some say cake. Wine is very bediyavet, to have wine. We allow you to have wine, but that's only on Shabbos morning, really. Kiddush is the Rabbonim, so we allow you to have wine. For Shailah, you have to have a Revius besides the Moreh Lugmov, or a Revius in total? That's a question. But you're allowed to have wine to make up your Suda. On Friday night, one should not rely on this Heta of wine as a Suda, unless very, very B'Shaz Atchak. But generally speaking, one does not rely on this Heta of wine to be a Suda on Friday night. On Yom Tov, you're allowed to. On Yom Tov night and Yom Tov day is no difference. They're all drabonon. One may rely on the fact that it's a drabonon and one can use wine for Kiddush Makom Sudra. Have a very good night, Rabbi Yisrael. Kol Tov. Shkoyach. Kol Tov. Shkoyach.